Well, on January 24th, we have our 11th Marquette General Health System Nokaymanon Ski Marathon and M-Bank Half Noke.
11 years.
Yes.
Yikes. Well, obviously it's worked out for you if we've been running that long.
Yes.
Numbers get better almost every year, don't they?
Yes, they do. And it's I do have some really cool statistics that over the past 10 years, we've had over 10,001 skiers. And about 3,000 of those skiers are unique. So that's saying that we have a lot of repeat customers that come back here because they love the experience and they like the community.
This is such a unique race, too, because as we've talked about with folks in the past, it's a point-to-point, which you don't get a lot of that in Nordic skiing.
Correct. And to come into the facility like the Dome is unique as well. I mean,
ending a place that's warm. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's warm. It's a large facility. And, you know, having the options for showers and, you know, just being within the community and in downtown is very unique.
How does that work in terms of with the race course, for those that aren't exactly sure where it runs, what where's it start, where's it end, etc.?
Well, the 51K is starting at Birchview School up in Elkwall and Ishpeming, and then they're going to be coming down to the Dome from there. Then we have our 25K that is starting out at County Road 510 up over the Dead River, mm-hmm. up past Niji Road.
And this is down to kind of a science here, too. I mean, the trail is there, and those that have done this before know what to expect. The newbies, however, the ones that come in, how do you prepare them for where they're going? Because for those of us that don't cross-country ski, I mean, getting lost would be like, I don't know, a normal thing for us. But, you know, you've got some people out there that have never done this before. How do they learn the trail and know where to go? How do you train them, if you will?
Well, we have an awesome opportunity in a partnership with the schools here, with Marquette Area Public Schools, mm-hmm. and they pick them up in buses at the Dome and bus them to their different location. So we have anywhere from 7 to 5 buses running at all times. It takes about an hour loop for them to make this drop, but they bring them to both locations and drop them off, and then after they're done with the race, after they change their out of their ski clothes, mm-hmm. and hydrate, fuel up, the buses will take them back up to where they need to go if they need to start, go back up to their cars at Nalqual or at the 510.
You mentioned that you've got a lot of repeat customers, and I'm sure when you talk to them, they kind of tell you what it is that brings them back. What is that they like about it as a race?
I would definitely say the aspect of being point to point, and our race course is, for the 51K, is somewhat challenging. It starts up in Nalqual, and it goes through some pretty interesting terrain, and we have to thank a lot of our landowners in the community because that part of the course is only open during the Nokaymanon. So to be able to ski up there, there's a lot of challenging hills, there's twists and turns, and it is out in the middle of nowhere. So that's very unique and excellent training for some elite athletes that are coming to town.
Now, you may not have specific numbers, but do the numbers for skiers look comparable to the last couple of years as we head into this event?
Yeah, I would say we're down probably 75 skiers to...
That's
dropping the
bucket. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. We're at over 900 right now. At this point last year, we were about a little over 1,000. Mm-hmm. So I think with our numbers, we're doing really well.
What's the schedule? What is the run for the race?
Well, actually, tonight some festivities start. We have the Torchlight Trek, which is in downtown Ishpeming, mm-hmm. and that's just a fun ski in town with kids, and it starts off the festivities. Tomorrow, we have the Junior Noke. That starts, registration starts at 3, and we can talk a little bit about that later, but it's an excellent time. It's up at our Forestville Trailhead. And then we have a spaghetti feed, which is at Border Grill this year.
Okay. Yeah, it's a location, I think.
It is a location, and Dan Torres, the owner, was interested in being a part of the Nokaymanon, and he helps us with a couple different aspects, so he's on board.
If you can do Southwestern, you can do Italian.
Yeah.
Good point.
And then the main schedule is what?
Well, I guess for racers, mm-hmm. it all starts at 5 o'clock today. We have our ski expo at the Dome. And that's where we have vendors set up. That's where the racers pick up their bags, their racer bags, and they get their timing chips, they get their bibs, they find out where they're placed in waves, they take care of any of the last minute things that we need to do. And that ends at 10 o'clock tonight, and then we'll open that back up at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. And then from there, 51K goes out a little bit after 8, and the 25K starts a little bit after 10.